T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And my amazing mom, she's my hero. She's, always when you're a little kid, you don't see the future, right? And if you have a good parent, your parent sees the future for you. And she always saw the future in us. She always believed in us. She was always there for us. She's the foundation of this family. You're my true hero. You're my true hero.
Aledio.com Sports Station. Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. And we, as Milwaukee Bucks fans, are fans of the coach of the year in Mike Budenholzer, the executive of the year in John Horst, and the most valuable player, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or as Kareem would say it, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you about that. That's another guy I told you about.
Giannis Olajuwon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he could care less.
Yeah, did Kareem just meet Giannis last night?
I mean, how? And it, just when I heard that story too, that they invited him back for a playoff game, like he left at halftime, and yeah, Giannis, he's got the or not Giannis, Kareem has got the whole section in the fan, in the fan store for him, and there's memorabilia around regarding this guy. Don't trust this guy. This guy could care less.
If you did not watch the award show last night, the NBA award show finally was. After the finals, after the draft, it was last night on TNT. Shaq did a job hosting, but Kareem butchered Giannis's name many times. We will play that for you in a little bit.
I didn't think I was going to like the awards last night. I thought, okay, what's this all going to be about? You know, I mean, did the awards? It's been the season has been kind of dead for a while. But I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was supposed to go 2 hours. It went 2 hours and 20 minutes. And, of course, capped off with Giannis' speech. But, I mean, I liked the whole presentation. It got a little risky at times, and I was like, whoa, I can't believe he or she said that. A couple of moments there, but I liked it. I thought Shaq, and I liked adding the Barkley parts in there, and I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, we waited 3 months for Shaq to do some skits with JB Smooth. Wow. Mm. I mean, what do we wait for? Why didn't they do that 2 months ago? If James Harden wasn't going to show up anyway, and barely anybody from the finals team showed up either, well, what were we waiting 2 months for?
You mean the postseason awards?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they weren't going to do that during the playoffs. They weren't going to have a postseason award, and Giannis, they were going to take away from, the Bucks were making the run a month ago today.
The NFL does it the night before the Super Bowl. Why couldn't you do it the night before game one?
I just think, because you have two teams playing. You have two teams playing in the Super Bowl.
And you have two teams playing in the final.
Well, the Super Bowl, if you're playing in the Super Bowl, you're there. I guess. I don't know where they're gonna have the Super Bowl. It's done at the Super Bowl site.
So just do it. They did it in L.A. Do it in L.A.
Okay, but if Golden State,
this is the first time they ever done it. You could have done it. The whole reason to wait was dumb to begin with.
I don't know. I didn't realize we're gonna fight about the time. I don't know. There's not really a great time to do it. If they do it at the end of the season, then people are going to complain like you're doing. If they do it during the regular season, it's like, man, where this is a distraction for our players. I don't know. I mean, just the night before the Super Bowl, I totally get that. I mean, I get that, but I mean,
I never liked the Super Bowls. It's 2 weeks of buildup, and no NFL teams are able to
make any other news. It's got to be all about the two teams.
Yeah, that started with St. Louis. When the Packers were down in New Orleans the week of the Super Bowl, St. Louis announced that Dick Vermeil was going to be the next head coach, and that was like a big announcement because Vermeil had retired many years before that with the Eagles. And at that point, the commissioner, Tagliabue, said, no, that's not happening, because that took everything away. Well, the first couple of days took a lot of attention away from New Orleans nationally because of Vermeil coming back to coach the Rams. And after that, they just said they pretty much put the kibosh on announcing any news during the Super Bowl.
Remember what the big news was during this year's Super Bowl? It was that Anthony Davis wanted out
of
New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah.
So then the football got trumped by NBA.
Sure.
To begin with.
Yeah.
But a good night for the Bucks last night. Let's not take away from that.
It was.
Budenholzer, Horst, Giannis. It was, in a way it was good to put a capper on the season because the season did end so disappointing that it was good to sort of have this, really a coronation for how good the Bucks were. You had Budenholzer up there. He was emotional. Did John Horst talk at any point?
You know, all of a sudden I got an alert on my phone that said John Horst was named Executive of the Year. Did I miss something there?
Yeah, I don't know if
did they actually announce that?
That must have been like a technical Emmy where they don't put it on the actual broadcast.
Yeah.
But then Giannis, as we played a clip of and we'll play.
They probably said, well, we got enough Bucks coverage, enough Bucks awards.
Possibly. We'll play a bunch of Giannis. I mean, very, very emotional last night. It seemed like he had held in some emotions for a long time that he was able to let out last night. So it was a good night for the Bucks. It's a good night to see these guys get celebrated for the accomplishments that they had. But on the other hand, it was also a reminder that, you know, this could have been a real big party coming off an NBA Finals win. And it wasn't. It was still kind of overshadowed by what the Raptors did. So on one hand, it was really good to see these guys and to get Milwaukee another MVP on top of Christian Yelich. And, of course, if you look at the Packers, Rodgers and all that. But it was also, you know, it was a little both. It was a celebration, but it was also a reminder that they were so close and then didn't get the job done, at least for me.
You know, the MVP in this city, but no championship to go with it. Yeah, I mean, these guys, I mean, take nothing away from Giannis winning the MVP or Bud winning Coach of the Year or Horst GM of the Year. But then, as Giannis would say at the end of the day, they won all the awards, but they didn't win the big award. And that was Larry O'Brien Trophy. And I think that, you know, Giannis referred to it last night. You know, that's his next goal. He said he wants to win a championship. He wants to win a championship. He didn't necessarily say Milwaukee, but he did say he wants to win a championship. That's his big goal. But, you know, I mean, yeah, these guys winning all the awards, great. But in one way, it was like, okay, but they didn't win an NBA championship. They didn't get to the NBA Finals. You know, I mean, did you watch the NBA red carpet show on NBA TV?
No, I was at the Milwaukee Milkmen game.
Okay, they had somebody on there, and I don't know who it was, a rapper or a comedian or whatever. They were interviewing him, and I was kind of half watching it, and they were making reference. The guy was making reference to, well, how the postseason should be included in these awards, and they kind of cut him off because they were ending it that way, and it was like he was making a point. He says, "Now, you know, whoever the MVP is and the coach of the year and all that, it's not going to be because the postseason. We all know who the MVP, probably Kawhi Leonard, should have been if they would include it in postseason because that's what you remember most." Is Kawhi leading his team. But
yeah, and I thought about that, but then if you're going to do that, I mean, the Raptors are going to win all the awards.
Yeah, but I mean,
they won the title, and then they're going to win Coach of the Year and Player of the Year and Most Improved and Executive.
But shouldn't it be for the...
But then what's the point of the regular season? Are you not going to give any awards for
the
82 games they played?
But it shouldn't be but that's what you remember most. You remember the whole season. All right? I mean, when you look back at the season, you'd say, boy, Toronto, you're the one the NBA championship. They didn't win any awards.
Well, Siakam.
Siakam won it. But, I mean, Coach of the Year, Executive of the Year, the Toronto Raptors won none of those awards, yet they're the NBA champs.
Kawhi Leonard, for what it's worth, 2 third-place votes, and that was it.
Yeah. I mean, based on the regular season,
he finished ninth.
Yeah. But based
Giannis
on the
78 of the 101 first place votes,
based on the regular season,
the other 23,
those guys, you know, all three of them deserve what they got. But on the overall part of the NBA season, postseason included, I mean, it's like, okay.
Well, Kawhi Leonard won Finals MVP. That counts for something.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And at the end, again, they won the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
I'm not going to argue for a postseason inclusion in these awards because then Giannis doesn't win.
No, but
so I'm glad my guy won.
But you know what, though? It's like, but I feel like many times the MVP and the Manager of the Year or Coach of the Year and all the postseason General Manager of the Year, it goes to the team that falls short. And that team usually ends up not winning the championship. I mean, look at last year. Yelich wins the MVP, probably should have been Manager of the Year, and did not win, and they did not even go to the World
Series.
Well,
but Council was awarded because he had less talent than, like, the Dodgers or the Red Sox. So you have to factor that in, too. You can't just give the award to the guy that wins it.
Well, Council should have won it. He didn't win it.
Right, because especially in baseball, I mean, the Dodgers and Red Sox have more payroll, and they can acquire more talent and take more risk.
Mm-hmm.
Council was managing.
Yeah.
Council was more of a manager. And Giannis was the most valuable. I mean, the Bucks aren't
he was
a 60-win team without
him. He definitely, I mean, of the 101 first-place votes, Giannis got 78. Harden got 23. I'm glad it was a big margin because he did it. Of the regular season, Giannis deserved the MVP much more than Harden, and I think the voting showed that.
Yeah, it was clear.
Yeah.
Paul George coming up in third. Lim O'Brien in his limo. 799-1250. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
It's always great to start the day with the best morning show in America.
Wow, thank you.
I have some crazy takes from the thing. I swore I was not going to watch the thing last night, and I just happened to have TNT on, and I stuck with it to the end. And it was amazing to see the goons that were doing all the announcing. For one, nobody could read. Their eyes were moving like a roulette wheel. You could tell that they were trying to keep up with the teleprompter. Number two, congratulations to all the Bucks on their individual awards. But when Budenholzer was announced the Coach of the Year, the disgusted look, and I could see Doc Rivers swear under his breath, I could read his lips. He was really aggravated that Budenholzer won.
Look pretty upset.
Okay, he did, but okay, was he, when it looked like he had a disgruntled look on his face, was he talking about the award? He could have been something else. That's the problem with that. You don't know what he was referring to.
They also called him Mike Budenholzer.
Yeah, exactly.
So Doc could have been like puzzled about that.
Yeah.
My initial thought was, Doc thought he should have won.
I agree.
At least four different people called Giannis,
including our other MVP,
about seven times. In fact, later in the show, they were totally correct, and the guy emphasized Giannis. And that was done by Coach Budenholzer. I think they overplayed the skits back and forth. I think the funniest thing in the whole thing was the guy that impersonated Shaq, the comedian. But other than that, the whole show, it seemed just disorganized and dysfunctional. People have nothing to do with the NBA coming up announcing stuff. I just think it was kind of overplayed a little bit. So once again, congratulations to the Bucks, and hopefully maybe they can get a trophy next year instead of a bunch of eye trophies.
You know, it's funny. The whole show, you had all these terrific athletes come up there, and at the end, Magic and Larry Bird, and then the commissioner. You got this skinny guy coming up there, you know, who's running the whole league. You know, it doesn't look like he's got an athletic bone in his body, in Adam Silver, and he's announcing the MVP. But I thought it was fine. I thought the whole ceremony, you know, I know that some of these people were, you could tell they're reading off the prompter, but, and I don't feel like some of those people really rehearsed it. Like Kareem, did he even, somebody go through with him and say, now it's Giannis, or, you know, somebody had to know that he pronounces it Giannis and that it should be Giannis.
I don't know. I think that all the times that Kareem's come back here, it's possible that he never knew Giannis's name. He might have thought his name was Greek Freak.
Could be.
And then he was forced to say it, and he looked at the prompter, and he had no idea what was going on.
I thought the coupon?
He had no idea how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, that's our other MVP on this franchise. Can't even say the current MVP's name?
I'm telling you, yes.
I think it sucks.
It does suck.
I'm mad.
And he's up there, and they've brought this guy back a few times, and they honor him. And he just, you know, he crapped on Milwaukee back in 1975 when he left here and, you know, turned the franchise upside down when it was, you know, just coming off the NBA Finals. And they wanted to be traded. They brought him back. And, you know, I mean, then he can't even get the name of the MVP right when he's been in Milwaukee many times. The Bucks have brought him back. Come on.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins. More on the NBA MVP and the Coach of the Year and the Executive of the Year, because all three of those awards went to Bucks last night. And we'll talk and we'll hear from Giannis a little more, because he did get very emotional. A side of Giannis that we have not really seen, because I don't think that he's wanted it to be seen. And we'll hear from him coming up more in the next few moments. It's Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
At the end of the day, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. My goal is to win a championship. As my dad told me, you know, always want more, but never be greedy. My goal is to win a championship, and we're going to do whatever it takes to make that.
A little bit from Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Your MVP. Third youngest, I believe, to win the MVP. And the second Milwaukee Buck, the other being Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was also there last night. Intro'd a package on Giannis and butchered his name about 30 times in 2 minutes. So that's good to see the cohesion there between the two MVPs. It's an MVP kind of state. It's an MVP kind of town. Ryan Braun, Aaron Rodgers, Christian Yelich, and now add Giannis to that list. And you heard him there. That was the beginning of his speech. He had to pause after he started talking about the teammates and then the ownership, and Adam Silver started clapping on stage, and then everybody kind of clapped and gave Giannis a moment to collect himself. Giannis, you know, in a lot of his press game conferences, in the interviews that you see of him, real outgoing guy, real focused guy, real serious guy, but he's gone through a lot. I mean, the whirlwind of coming over from Greece, the way that he came up in this world, and then all of a sudden being this big superstar over here, losing his dad in the process. It just seems like a lot of the emotion that he may have held in privately came out in a public forum last night, and it was a different side of Giannis. And you felt, I mean, it was tough for the kid, but you got to feel great for him for I mean, he's the MVP of the NBA, coming from such humble beginnings, from being drafted where nobody knew about this kid, and it was a great moment last night.
Yeah, you know, I was telling you about after the Toronto series, after each game, Giannis would always sit in front of his locker. After all three of those losses in Toronto, Giannis would sit in front of his locker and just stare, and like he had lost his last friend. And, you know, he just lost a big game. I mean, after each one of those losses, he would be just down. You could tell, he'd be sitting in front of his locker, or the ice buckets in front of him, and he would just be down. And you could tell he was just... It just got to him. So I guess I wasn't, after seeing him like that, and I just not surprised last night. You know, he's going to be that way, I'm sure, when he wins an NBA championship, if that ever happens. Just like when Michael Jordan won his first NBA championship, we saw him with his father crying on the Larry O'Brien Trophy when they won the title back in 91 when they beat the Lakers, his first championship. So, you know, Giannis, the same thing. I mean, this is... Man, that's a big. How about even Coach Budenholzer? He got emotional last night, and you know that's a side of him that we never thought we'd see.
Because never.
Usually, you know, the coach, he wouldn't see that, but that was great to see too. How much that meant to him to be named Coach of the Year, and I thought his speech was pretty damn good too.
Yeah, Budenholzer was great. We'll hear from him. John Horst never did speak, from what we understand, but Budenholzer, Horst, they were all in attendance last night. Wes Edens, Peter Fagan. Here's a little bit from Mike Budenholzer.
Lastly, most importantly, our players in Milwaukee, you guys are special. To be here tonight with Giannis, our starting group, Bled, Malcolm, Chris, Giannis, Brooke. You know, what an incredible group of starters, everybody off the bench. From the start of the year to the end of the year, what you guys did, is amazing. This league is about our players. This ward is about our team. So thank you.
And that was about 6 minutes into his speech, as the NBA awards may have prepared for a lot, but I don't think they prepared for if a speech goes on that long. Because, you know, when you watch these other award shows, TV, movies, whatever, there's a playoff music. The music comes on.
Yeah.
It's time to get off the stage.
They didn't play that at all for any of the guys up there.
Yeah, they didn't load that track on their CD.
It was
so Bud went like 7 minutes.
It was 9:53 because the show was supposed to be on from 8 to 10. It was 9:53, and they were just getting to the lifetime achievement with Magic and Larry Bird or whatever they call it. It was basically a lifetime achievement, and I was like, man, they got the MVP. How are they going to get this in 7 minutes? And then they obviously they went over. I thought that was cool. I thought, you know, the Robin Roberts thing was really outstanding. And the people who said the nice things about Robin Roberts, I had met her one time, a long time ago, and she seems, from what I heard, every bit as how they made her out to be last night and the type of person she is. That was a great moment of the show, you know, winning the Craig Sager Award. So there was, I just thought the whole ceremony, I mean, the skits and all that, I enjoyed it. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I would, I don't know.
Didn't like it?
I don't want to take away from any of the nice moments. Again, I think that it happened too late in the year, and it was basically, what are we waiting for? For Shaq to do some skits?
Well, we're talking about it.
Well, we're talking about the award.
But, I mean, all these guys, you know, there's... the NBA, you just couldn't do it during the regular season. And it was on Monday night... Season was over, and I'm sure it got some decent ratings
last
night.
Shaq joking with Charles Barkley that he's going to give him a rectal exam. That's why Giannis can't get the award sooner.
Yeah.
Because we got to wait for them to perfect that.
Let's face it. They could have got this whole thing done in an hour. Oh, of course. They probably could have got it done in a half hour. But that's the way award ceremonies are, Bart. You know, I mean, all those awards, they go on and on and on and on.
So Shaq telling Charles to come back stage and bend over was more important than John Horst being on the stage to accept his award?
I think it's all about entertainment with them, with the NBA. NBA's all about entertainment. You know. How about, was that girl Wanda Sykes? Who is she?
There's the girl Wanda Sykes.
Sykes, is it? Okay.
When was she on?
When Giannis was sitting at the, well, not Giannis, when... When
Shaq was at the table?
Shaq was at the desk?
Yeah, I didn't watch that part. Oh my God.
She dropped the word there. I was surprised that she dropped. I'm like, holy cow. So, yeah, a little. It went over the edge a little bit last night, but yeah.
Man, probably you really love this award show.
I thought it was pretty. I thought it was all right. I thought it was, again, better than I thought. I thought.
I don't think I've ever heard you talk this glowingly about anything.
Maybe because I was looking for something to do last night on TV. There was no Brewer.
So.
If maybe the Brewer game was on, I wouldn't even give this thing a watch.
I think that's
until
the
MVP. You know,
I think that's the truth.
No, I think Shaq and I think Barkley. I like the.
You're talking like you saw TV for the first time.
I watched every second of it. I watched every second of the show last night. I did. I was watching. I was into it. Yeah. Maybe part of me just didn't want the NBA season to end.
Maybe.
It was the last part of it. I enjoyed the NBA season. Oh, hey, that's good. It's good I enjoyed the NBA. The NBA brought me in. Not that I was ever out, but I mean, I was there to the very end of the NBA season. So that's a good thing.
Well, we can hear more from Giannis in a moment.
If you want, we can preview the Brewers-Mariners series for the final 3.5 hours of the show.
Domingo's revenge.
Zach Davies. Trying to bounce back after that bad outing last week.
We've talked about Kareem. We'll hear Kareem butcher the speech and butcher Giannis's name in a moment. And we will hear more from Giannis. And he was up there on stage for the first time. How often do we expect him to be up there? We'll talk about that, too. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, where if you need a break from the backyard and you want your summer to take a tasty twist, head towards Perkins. There's no better way to celebrate summer than by diving into their limited-time shrimp menu, featuring 6 all-new shrimp dishes. You've got the low-country-inspired shrimp and grits. I love grits. You've got the zesty Southwest shrimp avocado salad. You've got more coastal-inspired meals, all starting at just $7.99. Get off the grill, get hooked on shrimp all summer long at Perkins. Today's Tuesday, which means kids eat free after 4. You get a meal, kid gets a free meal, They do that Tuesdays and Saturdays after 4 o'clock. More from Giannis Antetokounmpo, or however Kareem ended up pronouncing it. We'll hear that coming up. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM, everywhere on the radio.com app.
Name that is as utilitarian as it is accurate. Giannis Antetokounmpo was born to Nigerian parents in Athens, Greece, in December of 1994. He didn't really pick up a basketball until he was 11 years old. 7 years later, the Milwaukee Bucks made him the 15th pick of the 2013 draft. Not bad for a kid who once had to share the family's only pair of basketball shoes with his older brother, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, that was painful. That was painful.
Yeah.
Couldn't he have at least rehearsed it?
I, before the break, said that you are sounding like a guy who discovered TV for the first time in your love of this award show.
Mm-hmm.
Does Kareem not know how to read?
I don't know.
I don't want to make fun of a guy if he doesn't know how to read.
He does. Well, he's been in movies.
You just feed him the line.
He's been movies. I just think...
He's been movies.
He's been in movies. He's been movies. He's been in movies. He's been in commercials here in the state. You know, for that Travel Wisconsin or whatever it is.
Yeah, you just tell him what to say.
Okay, well, he couldn't have practiced. Did he practice? I mean, he's a smart guy. Kareem is a smart guy. He is. Eddie Doucette. Before we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, the former Bucks broadcaster, he and I were talking for about 10 minutes about Kareem. And he was telling me, you know, about Kareem, and Kareem's an intelligent guy and certain things that he's misunderstood and all that. But, man, Kareem, please get the name right. Practice a little bit. It's definitely sounds like he's reading on that. But, I mean, what do we do? Sit here all day and bash Kareem for...
Yeah.
Not being prepared?
Can we? We'll finish the speech at least. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman.
Oh, there's more?
Brian Stratton College Athletic Studios. And again, this was during, you know, when you watch the Oscars and there's best film, it's the last category, but throughout the night, they tell you a little bit about each film and somebody that has a familiarity or a connection to the film will be the one to intro a little package. And that's kind of what Kareem did. And with him being the other MVP in Milwaukee, he was the one that was chosen. But again, he doesn't know seemingly how to say Giannis's name. More from Kareem.
Nearly 7 feet tall, with the skills and speed of a guard, Giannis is the first Greek NBA All-Star.
A little bit of applause here, then a joke.
He continues to pick off my records in Milwaukee one by one. Yes, I know what it's like to live in Wisconsin with a very unique name.
You lived here a couple of months.
Points, 10 Same. Rebounds and 10 assists per game this season. Giannis became just the ninth player in NBA history to average 25, 10, and 5 over the course of a season. And he's only getting better. Here's a look at Antetokounmpo in action.
So, times.
Hold on a second. What do you think he meant when he said, I know what it's like to live in Milwaukee with an unusual name?
Well, his name's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, but I live in Milwaukee. I mean, what did he mean by that?
He means that we're racist.
We're back to that again. That's what he meant?
I don't know. I mean, we are the most segregated.
That's what he meant. That he meant that we're not good at pronouncing names here? Or long names?
No, I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know...
So when he says that...
was not a familiar name at the time.
Yeah, so what he... So in other words, if you're right, so he's basically calling us racist? I hope not. I hope that's not the road he's going down.
I don't know. I shouldn't have brought it up. Should we bring up that NBA owners aren't called owners anymore?
Yeah, I saw that. Governors. I don't know. So now baseball and the NFL look like the bad guys because they're still called owners there. So are they going to follow suit?
Or should we just continue celebrating Giannis and ripping on Kareem?
Well, I mean, the NBA thing about the owners, it's...
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I never associated racism with an NBA, a guy owning an NBA team being called the owner of the team. I didn't. I don't know. I don't, I, I, thought that was, you know, I don't think that move was really necessary. I don't look at somebody owning a business. So in other words, somebody who owns, people who own this business, the people who own any type of business, shouldn't be called an owner anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go back to making fun of Kareem.
Yeah.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And celebrating Giannis.
That's what we should do. At least the celebrating Giannis part.
Giannis, when he was at the podium, we're not taking calls on the. We're not. Hang up. Giannis celebrating Milwaukee and Greece.
I want to thank the city of Milwaukee. I want to thank my country, Greece, and Nigeria for always supporting me. You know, back in Greece, when they watch the game, it's 5 a.m., 6 a.m., so they always stay up and watch the games and send me, you know, message, support message, and definitely support me and the team and my family.
I mean, the guy, Giannis, has been holding all this stuff in for so long. He never shows it. He's always unflappable. Anytime you've been there, you were there in the playoffs. When I've been in these post-game interviews, I mean, he's just solid.
But he's never had a moment like this.
Right.
He's never had a moment like this. Right. This is his biggest moment.
This is the biggest achievement of his life.
Yeah, this is the biggest moment.
He's done and worked at led to this point.
I bet you had he won the NBA championship, had he had beaten Golden State, Giannis would have been teary-eyed. And he probably, and if he ever does, I'm sure we'll see it again. But this is a big accomplishment for anybody. I mean, winning the MVP of a league, I mean, that's a hell of an accomplishment, man. Coach Budenholzer, Coach of the Year. It's a major accomplishment, man, and you're a personal goal. You know, he made himself into the great player he is. Hard work. Going to the Cousins Center when it was open and for basketball business. And he was shooting free throws in the middle of the night, all that stuff. I mean, he had a hell of a season. You know, I'm not putting any blame on him for the Bucks losing in six. He had a hell of a season, man. Deservedly so, the MVP.
Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, Facebook, at 105.7 FM The Fan. We will have Joe Girardi on in about an hour, the former Yankees manager, our friend, one of the radio.com sports insiders. We'll talk to him in about an hour about this Brewers team and the NL Central and some of the problems, why nobody seemingly wants to run away with the division. 8 o'clock, we're going to bring in our old friend Mike Wickett, former co-host of this show.
Yes, that's what I understand.
It's pay-up time.
We got to pay the piper because you won a long-standing bet with both of us. For Giannis main named MVP, 5-1 was it 4-1? 5-1 odds.
5-1 on
five
you.
5-1.
Wicked only gave me straight up. I still took it.
And what was it with Giannis? Him? How much did he owe you?
$100.
$100. Okay. $100. I saw his tweet last night. He said the toughest part was explaining to his wife that he owes money for a bet he made 4 years ago.
Right.
That was funny.
So he'll join us, and we'll go back to the origin because we've brought up the Giannis MVP bet. We'll go back to the origin of that at 8 o'clock, and I don't think Mike's heard it since, so we'll revisit that. There's a lot of points that you guys made that still hold up today when you're talking about Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting to hear how we thought of him just 3-4 years
ago. And I told you at the time, I said, if Giannis is ever MVP, I don't know if this is in the soundbite. I said, if he ever is MVP, that would mean that the Bucks are one of the best teams in the NBA.
You also said that Giannis will never be the best player on a championship team.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'll take that back.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that one, yeah. But, you know, he hasn't won a championship yet.
That's true.
So, I mean, won a championship yet, so maybe that could be, that's still to be determined. I think he needs a lot of more, he needs some help to win an NBA championship. He can't do it himself. Obviously, we can't even get to the NBA Finals by himself.
Right, we just saw that happen. Yeah. Artie's in Cudahy, 799-1250. What's up, Artie?
Hey, guys. I just thought it was a tremendous moment. I think the NBA does a great job of making it an award show. I actually watched it, but in particular, I watched it when they're doing the Coach of the Year, Exec of the Year, and MVP, because I knew Bucks players were involved, but I think it's a very great opportunity to showcase it to fans. Like everybody else on social media, I love the speech. I'm honored that Giannis is a Buck. I cannot think there'll be another time in my life when Giannis or both dual MVPs. I think that's amazing for sports in Milwaukee, I don't think I'll experience this too often, so I'm going to enjoy it for now. Just wanted your thoughts on the last comment he said. Do you remember the last thing he said before he got off stage?
The NBA championship?
Yeah. I really would have loved, as an insecure Bucks fan, him say, bring a championship to Milwaukee.
Yep.
He said something like, I'll do anything to win a championship.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
Insecure Bucks fan made me feel like, it's not what I want. I still love the guy. I think he's great. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought of that, too. At the time, I was like, man, just save the Bucks.
Here,
say, bring a championship to Milwaukee, and he didn't go there.
Let's hear what Artie's talking about.
At the end of the day, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. My goal is to win a championship. As my dad told me, you know, always want more, but never be greedy. My goal is to win a championship, and we're going to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
That's open for interpretation.
Yeah.
Now, in my head, I heard him say, in Milwaukee, I'm never leaving. I love my house.
Oh, God, that would be awesome. Because he did buy a house last year.
I love 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, that'd be like the best.
I love the Pfizer Forum.
Yeah.
I love the Deer District.
The loving our radio show would be the cream of the crop. Yeah, so I get what Artie's saying there, because I kind of thought the same thing. When he didn't mention Milwaukee, I was like, oh, man, he wins a championship. But he didn't say, if he would have said, man, and his speech was great, I want to win a championship in Milwaukee, that would have been, oh, man, awesome. Awesome. But he knocked that out of the ballpark with his speech.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. More from Giannis, more from the award show. More from all that coming up here momentarily. And it sort of, now that one is in the books, you start to think, how many more can he possibly get in the future? We'll have more of that in about 60 seconds. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
All right, who doesn't like sex out there? And
excuse me.
Right, who doesn't? Who doesn't? You like it? I like it. Everybody loves it, man. And if you like sex, you'll love this. BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. You know, go a few extra rounds in the bedroom. Last a little longer. At BlueChew.com, you can get those first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Yep. I'll tell you, summer's heating up. The ladies are out there. And now is the time, you guys. The chewables from BlueChew.com.
What is happening?
What's that? You're up to me.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The Blue Chew's from...
This is taking me a little off guard, bud.
The chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full or an empty stomach. You go to an online physician, you talk to this online physician in a couple of minutes. If you pass, they will ship them directly to you in discreet packaging. No awkward conversations. You know, you have to go to the doctor's office, sit at the doctor's office, no waiting in line, no going to the pharmacy. They ship them right to your house. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online. They give you the confidence in bed every time, man. You and your partner will absolutely love it. Chew it and do it. And here's a guy, great deal for you guys out there. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code CHUCK. Yes, pay the $5 in shipping. And it's BlueChew, B-L-U-E, Chew.com. BlueChew.com, promo code CHUCK. It's going to be a great summer and be even better, guys, with BlueChew.com.
Oh, I'm just...
All done.
I'm ordering.
Your order, oh, good. Good.
From C-H.
Good.
C.
B-L-U-E.
Okay.
Chew.com.
And then promo code Chuck?
Yes.
Okay.
Promo code Chuck. $5 shipping, that's it.
I'm there. So Giannis, it's his first MVP last night. First of many?
Could be. I mean, could be. Isn't, like, Harden just due to win one?
Yeah, is there going to be like a we have to make one up for Giannis for losing the Giannis situation?
Yeah. I mean,
Harden?
How they did it for Karl Malone when he lost out in MJ?
I mean, he knew not even to show up, though. It's not like, I mean, no Paul George, no Harden.
Mm-hmm.
You had to figure Giannis was going to win this thing if they
landslide.
Flew out there.
Yeah.
But then even when Adam Silver was talking, I thought, just please say Giannis. Please say, I still thought he was going to say,
oh, yeah,
James Harden.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Please say Giannis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had 500 reasons to 600, actually, with the additional 100 from our former colleague here. But, yeah, no, I didn't have any doubt. I thought, okay, Giannis is for sure going to win it. And by the voting, yeah.
Bob Pettit, Karl Malone, Tim Duncan, Steve Nash, Steph Curry. They've all got two. Moses Malone, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. They've all got three. Wilt and LeBron have four. MJ and Russell have five. And then Kareem leads the pack. He had six MVPs, three of them in the city of Milwaukee, three with the LA Lakers. So Giannis, I mean, he's got plenty of time to get it done again. And you can say all the reasons why he needs to improve his game. He still got votes last night for most improved player. Every year after his rookie year, he gets votes for most improved player. You can watch that Raptors series and say, well, if Giannis, you know, had a mid-range, or if Giannis was able to do this, Giannis won the MVP. Say all the reasons that Giannis's game needs to get better. Giannis won the MVP without those things. So if he's the most valuable player in a league where he doesn't have some of the things that you want him to have, I mean, he should be racking up awards, barring staying healthy, for the rest of his career.
Okay, give me those, the top MVP vote of all times. Give me those again, the multiple-time winners.
Kareem's got six.
Okay, Kareem also had Magic Johnson, another Hall of Famer. Okay.
Bill Russell and Jordan have five.
I mean, Bill Russell had Cousy, had a bunch of other great players on that team. Who's the other one? MJ had Scottie Pippen, another Hall of Famer.
I don't want to discredit Russell, but he also played in a time where there were eight teams.
Yeah, there were a handful of teams, and they had the best team, and it was him and Wilt were the two best big guys in the league.
So it's like the Celtics won 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
There was no, I mean, to be the best out of eight is still a thing, but it just doesn't
NBA
compare.
Was different back then.
Yeah, it doesn't compare to like what Jordan did in the 90s.
Didn't have the three-point game. Big guy was a bigger part of the game back then.
Sure, but six titles in the 90s to me mean more than
I mean, Russell was a
eight
was,
in the 60s.
Russell was 6'9" and playing center. 6'9". You wouldn't see a 6'9" center today.
Wilt and LeBron each have four.
Yeah. LeBron played with great players. Miami and in Cleveland. Wilt played with Jerry West, another Hall of Famer.
Moses, Larry, and Magic each have three.
Moses Malone, he played those. Well, in Houston, he kind of did it by himself.
Did you like the thing where they did Magic and Larry as if they were playing today?
You know, because you couldn't honor one or the other. You had to do both because they both came out of college at the same time. They both played each other in the national championship game in 1979. They both came out the same year. They both were rookies the same year. And they're, you know, not one or the other. They both had great careers. So you couldn't honor one or the other. You had to do both of them.
Their careers are tied together.
They are. So I didn't have any problem with that.
But did you like how they showed what it would be like if these guys played in the social media age, where they'd be on Game of Zones and Instagram the debate shows?
Sure.
It was unique. I did, when I was growing up, so I grew up or was born. I always hate doing this because then people that are older are like, what the hell? But Giannis, when they say he's born in 94, I'm like, what the hell? But in the 80s, it was Magic and Larry. And I first, you know, as I'm learning about the NBA, I learned about those guys as a one. Like, these guys, it's Magic and Larry. It's Bird and Johnson. They are on the different teams, but they're always playing each other.
Well, they kind of brought people back to basketball. The late 70s, the NBA.
And weren't they in those McDonald's commercials?
They were, 7-Up too. The late 70s, the NBA was going through a tough stretch. Attendance problems. And then there was the NCAA championship where Bird, who played for Indiana State, and Magic at Michigan State. Magic was coming out after his sophomore year. You know, both got were playing in the NBA the next year. And, you know, I mean, there was a big deal about those two guys as rookies. And they both had great rookie years. And they both had, obviously, Hall of Fame careers. Their careers are tied together. So, yeah, I thought it was a nice segment with both of those guys.
How many more MVPs do we expect Giannis to win? And would you put him as the favorite next season? We'll talk more about the Bucks. We'll hear more from the Greek Freak. We'll hear more from Coach Budenholzer. A good night for the Bucks. Bummer that it wasn't the big-time coronation of an NBA Finals team, but a good moment for Bucks fans to see another MVP last night. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.